in the limelight.
Arturo Rosales from Caracas has written on the media hype about the so-called humanitarian aid that the U.S. regime is claiming to send to Venezuela, which is indeed a tool for fueling chaos and set the ground for regime change in Venezuela. His article is titled, Direct from Caracas, Media Fiction Cannot Make Humanitarian Aid Magically Materialize. After the Battle of the Concerts on Friday, finally the crucial day arrived. Saturday, February 23rd, the day that President Guaido guaranteed humanitarian aid would be delivered to Venezuelans from Colombia, whether they wanted it or not, and be damned permission from the ruling government in Caracas. It soon became clear that the Guaido strategy was to cause mayhem and violence on the Colombo-Venezuelan border with hired thugs throwing rocks and Molotovs, attacking the National Guard posted on the Venezuelan side of the Simón Bolívar International Bridge. In effect, it was the violent street protests of 2004, 2014 and 2017, or Guarimbas, transposed from eastern Caracas to the border. This is not a very efficient way to distribute food and medicine to the population. The highlight of the day was when the Guaido thugs burnt a bus and then an aid truck on the bridge after the gasoline arrived and tried to say that tear gas canisters lobbed by the Venezuelan National Guard had caused the fire. They are not even capable of making up convincing lies. So how are these people ever going to govern a country? In fact, according to one of the coordinators from the U.S. and the Colombian side of the border, Mark Green, 190 tons of aid had been stationed to cross the border, and it was up to Guaido's volunteers to deliver it to the Venezuelan people. To get this into perspective, 190 tons of aid means nothing. Last year, Venezuelan government food programs delivered between 1 to 1.5 million tons of food per month to the population being hit by U.S. sanctions behind the economic war. Since this alleged aid arrived on C-17 U.S. military transports from Miami earlier in the week, there was more than a whiff of suspicion that this aid could contain weapons and would open the door to U.S. special forces entering Venezuela to continue the Trump-Bolton-Pence-Pompeo-Rubio coup d'etat plans. So the aid was not authorized to enter, and the access bridges between Colombia and Venezuela were blocked. In fact, the Maduro government accepted aid from Russia, China, India, and even Cuba earlier in the week, but is refusing to accept U.S.-sponsored so-called aid that is even not rubber-stamped by the UN or International Red Cross, as it has been politicized and not checked by health authorities anywhere. Foreign Minister Arriaza at the UN has agreed to accept aid from the UN and International Red Cross, which should materialize sometime in the future. In 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, then-President Comandante Hugo Chavez offered to send aid to New Orleans, and this was roundly rejected by the Bush regime. Chavez did not try to force this aid on the U.S., as he was never a warmonger like the Trump-Bolton-Pence-Pompeo-Rubio axis of neocolonial ambition. Fake news and outright lies was the order of the day from the corporate media. From fiction such as aid entered over the Brazilian border to 80% of the Venezuelan National Guard are against the Maduro government. If that is the case, then how can this media fiction from a Chilean source explain that there were only 3 deserters from the National Guard, all nicely filmed and greeted as heroes by the Colombians? In summary, let's ask a few questions about the completely unnecessary confrontations played out live for corporate media's entertainment. Did so-called humanitarian aid enter Venezuela? No. Was there a military rebellion in Venezuela? No. Did any ships dock with aid in Venezuela? No. Did the Dutch islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao send aid? No. Did Guaido, now a fugitive, remain in Colombia? Yes. Did the fake news create an international outcry? No. Did opposition leaders abandon their followers facing the National Guard? Yes. Did the opposition fulfill any of its objectives? No. So, 23rd of February came and went, and who actually left the country? Answer: the Colombian ambassador and his diplomatic staff, as President Maduro announced at a huge rally in Caracas that he was severing all political and diplomatic ties with the U.S. puppet regime of Iván Duque and expelling its representatives, giving them 24 hours to leave. Listeners can draw their own conclusions from this pathetic farce organized by the U.S., Colombia, Brazil, and to a lesser extent, the Venezuelan opposition. And to make this humiliation event more complete, the presidents of Chile, Colombia, as well as OAS Secretary General Almagro and U.S. Senator Marco Rubio were on the Colombian side of the border with Guaido supervising the invasion. The only person missing was Richard Branson. What's next? More sanctions, more media lies, more pressure from abroad. All this is obvious, but what could in fact happen is that the U.S. will set up Guaido with a government in exile based in Colombia. Besides military aggression, what else can they do?